Alan, a disappointing one this afternoon.
Yeah, very disappointing. First half especially. Second half was a bit better, but first half especially because we've had a great week's training. Lads have looked sharp. We've worked on a lot of things that we want to bring to the team. Organisation, discipline. A little bit of freedom when they're in the right areas to express themselves and be the players that we know they are. And in the first half, it just looked as if there was a lack of energy. Lack of confidence, which I can't understand because we've been really positive with them and we've told them to impress. But the same thing happened at Blythe where, we didn't start great, but what's given them the lead and what got Blythe back into the game again on last Saturday was a defensive error, trying to play in the wrong areas, the lads have got to learn that you play in the right areas. We want you to play. We want lads to play with freedom. We've got too many good footballers not to do that. Thompson, Turnbull, Portas, Skillies, Wheatley, who come on, he was outstanding when he came on. Caton, good footballers. Cartman, too many good footballers not to try and play football, and that's what we want. Tommy loves that kind of football, but it means nothing if you haven't got a solid foundation and basics, defensive basics, the thoughts in your head are right. We've got people in the wrong areas in our own defensive third having extra touches when sometimes, there's nothing on, it's got to go. There's nothing wrong with that. Having an extra touch, it's got to go. Trying to play out in the wrong areas, taking risks, hopefully it'll get away with it. Well, if you're thinking hopefully he'll get away with it, then it's a risk that we shouldn't be taking. It's either I'll give him it and he's got time, or I don't give him it at the back, and that's things we need to work on. Decision making throughout, defensively and in midfield when we haven't got the ball, tracking runners, a little bit of, I just thought we lacked energy and we lacked a little bit of,
I think we missed a little bit of strength and a little bit of height as well.
A little bit. I mean, but our lads aren't weak, You look at Tom Portas, he's built like a tank. Thompson's built like a tank, Dominic's a big lad. Terry's a big, built like a tank. Leon, left back, we're not small. Yeah, Cart up front isn't the biggest, but I tell you what, he's got a heart of a lion, that kid, and he was outstanding today, and he ran around. But, height maybe, we're lacking a bit of height. Definitely a bit of that sort of dominance that they had. They looked sort of taller. But strength-wise, no. I think just first half, it was, the lads just looked like they were lacking energy and they were having an extra touch when it wasn't needed. So it was slow when we moved the ball. And there was opportunities when we could have threaded balls in to Caton's feet, to Cartman's feet, and we didn't do it. We had an extra touch and we took a simpler option. And that's frustrating. So we've given the lads the freedom, but they haven't taken it today. I think they took a bit of an easy option today when they could have been more attack minded, which then causes pressure because you're going backwards and backwards and backwards. And then and then we were playing in the wrong areas. Defensive discipline, when to make the right decisions. Like I said, there's sometimes in the game there's nothing wrong with just putting your foot through it. Everyone's squeezing up.
Do you think there were a couple of turning points? For example, the lead up to the second goal, that maybe we should have been awarded a free kick there, and Dominic Collins' injury in the second half.
Absolutely. I mean, a bit like last week, we lost Dominic and that affects the team, obviously, but we're already 2-0 down by then. So I wouldn't blame that for the, because he was all right. He's obviously aggravated it, but he was all right before that, so I wouldn't blame him going off for the defeat at all, because we were already 2-0 down. The first goal, poor decision, trying to play out when we shouldn't have, getting caught in possession, but again we looked as if we were a bit lethargic. The second one, it's a free kick all day, all day is a free kick. In fact, we've seen people getting yellow cards and sent off for tackles like that. The referee today decides he's not going to give anything, but once that's been decided by the referee, then it's the reaction we're looking for our lads. There's still a few lads like having a little bit of whinge up because we didn't get the free kick. We stood, maybe he's having a go at the referee because they thought it was a free kick. People switching off, you can't afford to do that. You've got to play at the whistle, you've got to react, you've got to get back in and then argue about it afterwards. And that's the mentality that we want to bring. It's not this feeling sorry for ourselves nonsense. We can't have that. We've got to have lads who are men. And we've got them. I think it's just going to take a little bit of time to really grind it into them and make it second nature again. Because I know they've got it in them and I know they've got the talent. Once we've got that solid foundation, the talent to open teams up, going the other way. It just might take a little bit of time, which is frustrating because we can't, getting beat 3-0 at home, nobody wants that.